Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I understand why everyone is mocking and making jokes about this college admission scandal that has included 50 different people, including celebrities Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, otherwise known as Aunt Becky from Full House. I get it. It's a story that, in America, we love to see the rich and famous be brought down.
That's not what this is about.
For a lot of people,
I have no reason to want to see these two women fall. They're not that. It's not like
it's not
know.
Even. It's but it's not even about these two women specifically. It's the idea of someone who has everything being brought down. But when it comes down to it, Whitney, legalities aside, obviously what they did was wrong. But if you really want to boil this all down to its core, the thing that these parents, Aunt Becky, that lady from Desperate Housewives, are most guilty of is caring about their kids.
Oh, God,
It's true. You can't tell me that's not true. It's Team PXY, by the way. I'm 98 PXY.
Do not defend these people.
We should be so lucky to have every parent care as much about their kids.
This isn't even about the kids. This is about the
ego.
All
the kids. What are you talking about?
This is about the ego and the flashy Hollywood parents wanting their kids to go to a prestigious school because they're Hollywood actresses and they think their kids are entitled to whatever they want, earned or not. Think of the kids who get accepted to these schools. The kids who didn't get accepted to these schools, who worked their butts off and were actually deserving, because Hollywood royalty took their place.
It's unfortunate, but you can't.
It's disgusting.
You can't definitively tell me that the reason that they did this is for themselves. Every parent can relate to wanting their kid to be more successful than they were, and in their minds, you can't tell me it's not true. In their minds, getting their kids into these schools is what was going to set them up for a lifetime of success. You can't tell me it's not right.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
How? Can you burrow into their minds and tell me?
Lori Loughlin said that she wanted her kids to have the college experience.
Sure.
She said in an interview,
every parent
quote,
says that.
I want to be supportive of everything they want to do, but I want them to have somewhat of a normal life. Guess what would have been normal? Working hard and earning your way into college, getting admitted the fair way at whatever university you get admitted to, like the rest of us.
Listen, Whitney.
That's how you learn.
On a lesser scale, every parent's guilty of something like this.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, your mom, your dad are probably guilty of something like this. My mom is.
My parents did absolutely nothing.
Ever? They never helped you with a school project.
That's not what we're talking about. That's the same thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not bribery.
Look, I'm boiling this down to what it is at its surface. And at its surface, it's parents that want their kids to succeed. How can anyone not relate to that? That has kids.
Because my parents never did anything illegal. How about that? My parents never did anything illegal.
Legalities aside.
What?
Legalities aside.
Did they help me with a project?
Yeah.
They might have assisted me.
Oh, they didn't make you do it on your own?
This is completely different, and you sound like a lunatic.
What about the kids in your class who got no help from their parents, and they got a worse grade than you? They worked so much harder, and you got help.
Nope. It's the same argument. Doesn't hold up. It's a perfect analogy. Lori Loughlin and her husband paid $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC.
Sure.
And the one daughter admitted in a YouTube video, because she's like a YouTube star, she said, "You guys know I don't even really care about college."
Well, that's not their fault. They were trying to help their daughter out.
Yeah, well, they did a great job.
Listen, I'm not saying what they did is right. Obviously, bribery is wrong. I mean, they broke the law. Felicity Huffman was dragged out in handcuffs by the FBI. I'm not saying what they did is right. I am just saying I get it.
Oh my God. This.
Parents, 222-9800. You see my point. Or as Whitney says, is this the rantings of a madman?
It is.
222-9800. Danielle from Palmyra on the phone right now. Can you relate to the fact of wanting the best for your kids?
Oh my God.
I completely agree with Whitney.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If the parents really cared about their child, they would let them fail
yep.
at their work and make them work for their education, just like every one of us.
Yep.
Look, I'm not saying it's not misguided, but don't you also agree with my point that at its basis, that they're most guilty of caring about their kids?
I mean,
they may be.
Them.
You might not agree. And look, again, they broke the law. I'm not saying that it is right. I'm just saying that I get it. And as everyone is destroying them and coming down on them, I think we all need to take a little step back and be like, well, you know, they might not have gone about it the right way, but if more parents in America cared this much about their kids, we'd be in a better spot.
What if everyone's committing crimes?
I
for their
said
children?
If they
Idiot.
Cared more. God, how, do you understand what the word or the phrase legalities aside means?
I don't think you can put this aside.
I don't know.
Aside from all the facts, here's how I feel.
Again, I'm telling you, I'm boiling it down to what it is. Do you agree with that statement or no?
No.
You don't agree that parents should care more about their kids. That's what you're telling me.
Not
if I had the money, I would send my daughter to a great school.
Uh huh.
But a lot of us don't have the money to bribe other people.
Sure.
To give our children.
I think you're missing my point. I'm not saying bribe people to get your children in, but answer me this question. You have children, correct?
I have one child, yeah.
Have you ever helped them with a school project?
She's only four, so no.
Not yet. Do you plan on helping her with a school project?
Absolutely, but a school project and getting into college is a totally different thing.
Hold on a second. Do you think that at some point there's a possibility that while helping her with a project, she's going to be really struggling, and you're just going to be like, I'm going to finish this off for you?
I wouldn't finish it for her.
Do you think that's a possibility?
I wouldn't finish it for
okay.
her.
All right, well then maybe you have a better moral high ground than these people.
Some of us are more honest than you, Corey.
It's not about honesty. It has nothing to do with honesty. Yeah. Steve PXY, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
You're still love.
Yeah, see.
My name is Jamie Fawn from Hamlin.
Jamie from Hamlin, what's going on?
So, yes, it is wrong what they did. I get it as a mom, but they could have gone around it and done it the right way.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe as a donation.
Well, that, I mean,
hand,
yeah.
That's kind of what they did, though. I mean, essentially, it was like they made a donation so that the kids could skirt around some stuff and get in.
Which, by the way, this happens probably a lot.
Yeah, and it's not right. And hopefully it'll call attention.
So at the same time, shame on those schools for accepting them. It's shame on them for them not getting their hands slapped for this.
Let me give
shame
you this scenario.
Shame on everyone. It's ridiculous.
Let me give you this scenario. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You have a son or daughter?
Two daughters.
Okay, let's say both of your daughters. You can maybe help them a little. And I'm not saying go to the lengths that they did, but you can help them a little to get where they are, be it maybe helping a little extra with a school project. Are you going to do that with the knowledge that if you don't help them, they're going to fail and their life is going to go in a different route?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying it's a possibility.
When it actually comes to projects, I do not help them with the physical work of it because that is their job.
Okay.
And they're great.
Sure.
I have never been one that has like done their project for them.
Okay.
I know there are parents out there that do, but it's their grade. They're the ones that have to learn to earn it.
And I'm not saying
it doesn't help them. It doesn't help them to do it for them.
I'm not saying do it for them,
yes,
but
you
like
are.
I'm saying like you're doing a fair amount of the work.
Oh my God.
Nope, I won't do that.
Okay, all right. Just the integrity. You got integrity. Thanks for calling in this morning. You can continue this on the text line, by the way. Cliff EXY Safe text line at 61822.
God.
Message and data rates apply. Whitney, I just have one question.
What?
Okay, when you have children, you have a child.
Yeah.
And their life can go one of two ways. They can go to college with some help of yours.
What do you mean help? Legal, illegal?
Well, let's say
bribery,
it's,
fraud?
It's legal, but maybe you're pulling a few strings.
That's illegal.
Hey, but it's all on
Corey.
The up and up. It's all on the up and
no,
up. It's a donation on. It's like a very legal donation.
Oh my God!
You're
no.
able to help them out, okay? No. However you want it to be, that you can justify it in your mind, and they're going to go off to a successful life and a successful career. And the alternative is not, and they're going to go to a life of crime. Which one are you picking?
What?
Which one are you picking?
That's ridiculous.
Which one are you picking?
I am picking whatever they earn.
So, life of crime.
I guess.
Do you even care about your kids?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.